Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closer to the end of August, there is a large surge before Labor Day of people taking a vacation. So if you're on vacation,
take us.
Well, a lot of people discover the program when they go to a community that has the program. They haven't heard of it before. Well, how can I find this? You go to gooddayshow.com, ladies and gents. And listen to your heart's content. You can hear all kinds of... You don't just get the show repeats all day, every day. So you can hear the program of that day during the day. But then you have the Good Day download, which they just stay there indefinitely, right? So if you wanted to know what we talked about 3 weeks ago, you could find it. The download. Yeah, you can find bits and pieces of the good stories, all the things that are going on, the good... And sometimes there are some things that aren't so good. Let's start, though, however, with good. Yes, all those in favor of good, raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. Hey. So here's the story of a power lifter who has Down syndrome. He is squatting. He's lifting. He's overcome his challenges and, in fact, has won the European Champions. This kid's only 127 pounds. His name is Dan McGauley. Took first place in the European Bench Press Championships. He, let's see, he lifted 154 pounds, 98 pounds, depending on, again, what it is that he's lifting and what the exercise is. But he's 33 years old. He was told he'd never achieve anything. Don't you? I remember a story when I was teaching school, as a matter of fact. I almost punched, I'm not really a violent sort, but I almost punched somebody in the face who told a youngster that he would never amount to anything. And in fact, this youngster, as he grew older, remembered that. And when he became a very successful real estate person, he hired a limousine and went to school with a tuxedo on to tell the teacher, to show the teacher that at least in terms of economic success, he had made it. And there's no excuse for anybody. These are people who are the... Anybody who tells somebody that has their own problems.
They really do.
Yeah.
And also, it can go one of two ways, where either the youngster believes it and then decides to become like
gives
a self-fulfilling prophet.
Right.
Or they persevere and push forward to spite that person.
Yep.
But there was something I read recently, and it was more in terms of parent or guardian and child relationships, and it was like when you speak down to your child or yell at them, not in the sense of they're about to run into traffic, but just, you know, when you're just being mean and kind of bullying.
What are you doing that for?
You
dummy? What's the matter with you?
Exactly. Yeah, right. Your child doesn't love you less. They tend to love themselves less. That's how the child brain works.
Another great lesson from you. You're on it today there, kiddo. So the bottom line with this story is, as there is with most stories about people and what they've done to achieve, to overcome their difficulties, is that as you take a step and go further into what it is you desire, you build your own confidence. There are a lot of qualities that you need as you grow up. And if you want to, you have a goal and you want to crush it, then you set your mind to it, thoughts are things. You determine, I'm determined to do that. I know I can do it. And it's like the little engine that could. Remember that little, did you read that book when you were little?
I did. Thomas the Train.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and there was the little engine that could before even Thomas the Train.
Oh, really? I thought Thomas was the little engine that could.
No, there's another one, I think, before that, if I remember correctly. Because I remember my son loved Thomas the Train. But before, when I was a kid, Thomas the Train wasn't around. But the engine, the little engine that could, was. Like some people have said, I remember one, not to make it it's not about me, but I use this as a reference. There was an article in one of the trades once that referred to this program as the little program that could. And the little program that could kept going on and on and on till the point where it was the longest running syndicated radio program in the country. A lot of people don't care much into that, but anyway, it's because I was interested in continuing to make this work under any conditions, under any situation, and that's just, and I don't mean to say it's about me, but that's my personality. I don't give up on stuff. I've kept the farm going, and nobody can understand how I've done it. And it's that kind of stuff. Again, it's not about me, but it shows you, maybe that's why I'm so imperative when it comes to not giving up. And take a little win every day. There's something that happens that you can build on. The building blocks of life, the building blocks get a little bigger every day, and then you get a little more confident every day, and then you you can, you know, you think to yourself, okay, I can do that. I can do it. 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 I can do it.
I think I can. I think I can.
I know I can. I know I can. So anyway, be confident.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, that to speak on your part of your personality, Doug, and a lot of others will share in this, too. But there's a difference between people love their jobs, people love their careers, but when it's an actual passion. Mm-hmm. And when we are passionate about something, it's like, just try to hold me back from it. Just try to push me down. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why what you've been passionate about has been so successful, because you are genuinely, truly, to your core, passionate about it. And that's actually one of the questions we asked recently, too, of what drives, asking our friends online, what drives you? Yeah. What are you passionate about? And then how does it fulfill your life?
And answering our questions, our daily questions on our social media, easier to do as of today. The new media, social media handle for everything, all the social media platforms, is pretty simple. It's at Good Day Networks. That's it. Help yourself to that when answering or thinking. You just want to share with us, help yourself to that. We were talking about the Starbucks settlement. The woman who was a supervisor, I think it was New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, who got like $25 million because of reverse racism. And now I look around, I just thought I'd do a little searching for other circumstances. And here's the story that were like that. A woman who says that her ex-boyfriend got into her personal accounts and distributed photos of her that were intimate and videos of her that were intimate online, just got $1 billion. Now, is she going to get the $1 billion? Probably not. But this is a, I suppose, a warning to those who would be dumb enough to do this sort of thing.
Revenge porn is very real.
Yeah, it is. That's interesting. How did who do you suppose was responsible for calling it revenge?
Who coined
porn?
It that way?
Anyway, what it does, obviously, in this person's case, especially inflicting the psychological damage. This was a domestic violence case as well, sexual abuse as well, all kinds of things that were so problematic. Apparently, she had a couple of different law firms that represented her, and she wasn't, we don't need to know what her name is, not important to the story, but she began a relationship with this fellow in 2016, ended in October 2021, and during this, the guy amassed all kinds of pictures using security cameras, the victim's cell phone, email, social media, all this stuff.
It was a form of sexual assault. She was violated.
Well, and let this be a lesson to you. Once again, you have devices that are not your own. There are things that are there that other people know, can see, and
can hack. How many times? When? I mean, they haven't happened recently, but we had all of those celebrity nude scandals where a bunch of the cloud or whatever was hacked.
Yeah, right. So, at any rate, let's not be silly about this. I guess the one question I would have for her is, why did it take you so long to figure this out? Is it she started with this guy in 2016 and went for 5 years with him. I can't in my mind think that there wasn't some evidence or some indication that this guy was that way before 5 years was up.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he, by the way, how does he get, so is this is just a, this is a symbolic award because Is this guy for money? Does he have $1 billion to give to this woman? I don't think.
Good question.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's one of the things with a lot of toxic relationships, too, whether one of the people, they always kind of think, maybe I can change them. Maybe this is just a phase they're going through.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. Or,
here I
or
am.
The unfortunate fact that there's been a certain amount of, maybe you didn't have an emotionally safe childhood growing up, that you feel like maybe this is the only type of love you deserve. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it depends on what you grew up around. All right, let's go back to the good side of things. Past couple of weeks, sentiments about the economy have gone from kind of blah to pretty optimistic. I've always been optimistic, and I never thought that we were going to go down the recession road. And even when you go down the recession road, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just that's the way the system works. Don't like it. Inflation is down, though. That's a fact. U.S. is adding jobs. That's a fact. But then we're back to, the economist who says, look out, we're going to overheat the economy again, and so we better raise the interest rates again. Screw you. You can't borrow it still, even though the economy is kind of getting back to the basics. I was at a business meeting last night with a friend of mine, a number of friends of mine, who was actually a political fundraiser, but most of the people there were local business folks, and we were all talking about the interest rate. One of the members of the crew, who's a good friend of mine, is on the board of directors of my local bank, and they've gone from having weekly meetings to having monthly meetings because they don't have any money to lend, because people have taken their money out of the bank. And they've done it because the news media has over-exaggerated what's going on in the economy. And over-exaggerated, there were a number of medium-sized banks, the federal government said this week, may be in trouble. Well, why do you have to, what's the point of you telling people that, other than if you're in cahoots with the biggest four banks that all want to take over these smaller banks? That was the outcome of what happened earlier this year. The bank's in trouble. Oh, the people were all protected for the most part. The Chase Bank and Wells Fargo grabbed up all the assets of the banks and none of the liabilities. This is a con job. And we're all being conned to a certain extent. So maybe that ought to be food for thought. 18 after the hour here, and good day.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get my composure back after that. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and at some point we'll get to some of the issues that are on the list from the charts that are created every week by Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher of that organ is Michael Harrison, who...
You're not now. You're not even going to bite on that one.
Well, we were just talking about a celebrated podcaster who's a radio host. I will not name him, Michael was being Michael, and we were playing with some of the same theories that we started the program with.
Let it go. Don't even try to...
I'm not going to use the name. I'm just...
Don't even use my name.
All right, I'll use my name then.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Lead.
You want me to lead or you want to...
Well, you always lead.
Oh, that's right. This is the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
And I'm the guy.
He's here. I was asking why these stories are have the impact that they do, and then got off onto
I don't understand the question, because it's an interesting one. Why are these stories the stories? In other words, why?
I understand the Ukraine thing because the drones are out there and yada yada. I guess I understand the Biden thing.
What about Trump's legal battle? Unprecedented, historic, a president in criminal court. You've got the Maui wildfires, which have tremendous stories behind them as to how it happened, why it happened.
So isn't that, in a manner of speaking, that's kind of, in a way, the most important? Trump is the one. You put these together because you talk about the most talked about stories. Isn't necessarily
that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not
and
the most
people,
important. It's not the most. Yeah. It's just the ones that most talked about.
Yep. Yeah. So, in terms of the wildfires, you've heard the discussion back and forth By the way, that's number four. If you didn't hear us go through this a few minutes ago, the number four item on the story list this week from Talkers is the fire and what happened in Maui and all of the ancillary things. There's so many directions you go in, including the guy that ran. Do you believe this? He actually admitted the guy who ran the early warning system said, "We didn't use it because it wasn't a tsunami, and that's what it was designed for." Who has the balsam or the stupidity to admit that? And people ask him, "Oh, yeah, I'm proud of what I did." Huh?
Yeah, yeah, when the person doesn't see the forest for the trees, they're just following their recipe.
Yeah. And how much of that is a factor in what we talk about all across the board? You look at some of these. I just said something about Fannie Willis, who is one of the prosecutors in one of the many cases against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And looking at her career, it's not very stellar. And she's lost more than she's won. And so is that part of what came up this week, or is it just an attack on her because she's going after Trump? Do we get to the bottom line of what she's really all about? What's her career been like? I think it's fascinating to look at some of these people who are coming from nowhere. Whoever heard of Kathy Seeley before this week, or Tanya Chutkin before this week?
Well, I mean, isn't that the way it should be? That the list of people who are the most talked about on a specific format of radio, which is a big one, a powerful one, influential one, yep. Some of them are people you've heard of for years, and some of them are people who come and go. It doesn't, just because you're in the spotlight doesn't mean that you've just been hatched. I mean, you could be sure Kathy Seeley has had an interesting life and career.
Yeah.
Tanya Chutkin has had an interesting life and career. It's just that their path has taken them to the spotlight now for a while.
And the lawyers now on the other side, they'll become famous. The lawyers for Trump, who, by the way, had a lot of balsam this week, asking the judge to delay the start of the trial until 2026. I thought that was pretty amazing. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Parts of Los Angeles could see several inches of rain overnight from Tropical Storm Hillary. The city also closed public schools for Monday. Some areas of San Bernardino, Riverside, and Los Angeles counties were under mandatory evacuation orders. Governor Gavin Newsom, in preparation, spent much of Sunday in Southern California, including with the National Guard around San Diego. Former President Trump is confirming he won't attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. In a Truth Social post on Sunday, he claimed the public knows, quote, who I am and what a successful presidency I had. At the movies, Barbie's reign atop the box office is over after 4 weeks. It's Blue Beetle winning with $25 million, just ahead of Barbie's $21 million. Oppenheimer came in third. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Closer to the end of August, there is a large surge before Labor Day of people taking vacation. So if you're on vacation,
take us.
Well, a lot of people discover the program when they go to a community that has the program. They haven't heard of it. Or, well, how can I find this? You go to gooddayshow.com, ladies and gents. And listen to your heart's content. You can hear all kinds of... You don't just get the show repeats all day, every day. So you can hear the program of that day during the day. But then you have the Good Day download, which they just stay there indefinitely, right? So if you wanted to know what we talked about 3 weeks ago, you could find it, the download. Yeah, you can find bits and pieces of the good stories, all the things that are going on, the good... And sometimes there are some things that aren't so good. Let's start, though, however, with good. Yes, all those in favor of good, raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. Hey. So here's the story of a power lifter who has Down syndrome. He is squatting, he's lifting, he's overcome his challenges, and in fact has won the European Champions. This kid's only 127 pounds. His name is Dan McGauley. Took first place in the European Bench Press Championships. He, let's see, he lifted 154 pounds, 98 pounds, depending on, again, what it is that he's lifting and what the exercise is. But he's 33 years old. He was told he'd never achieve anything. Don't you? I remember a story when I was teaching school, as a matter of fact. I almost punched, I'm not really a violent sort, but I almost punched somebody in the face who told a youngster that he would never amount to anything. And in fact, this youngster, as he grew older, remembered that. And when he became a very successful real estate person, he hired a limousine and went to school with a tuxedo on to tell the teacher, to show the teacher that at least in terms of economic success, he had made it. And there's no excuse for anybody. These are people who are the, anybody who tells somebody that has their own problems.
They really do.
Yeah.
And also it can go one of two ways, where either the youngster believes it, and then decides to become like
gives
a fulfilling prophet.
Right.
Or they persevere and push forward to spite that person.
Yep.
But there was something I read recently, and it was more in terms of parent or guardian and child relationships. And it was like, when you speak down to your child or yell at them, not in the sense of they're about to run into traffic, but just, you know, when you're just being mean and kind of bullying.
What are you doing
away,
that for? You dummy? What's the matter with you?
Exactly. Yeah, right. Your child doesn't love you less. They tend to love themselves less. That's how the child brain works.
Another great lesson from you. You're on it today there, kiddo. So the bottom line with this story is, as there is with most stories about people and what they've done to achieve, to overcome their difficulties, is that as you take a step and go further into what it is you desire, you build your own confidence. There are a lot of qualities that you need as you grow up. And if you want to, you have a goal and you want to crush it, then you set your mind to it. Thoughts are things. You determine, I'm determined to do that. I know I can do it. And it's like the little engine that could. Remember that little, did you read that book when you were little?
I did. Thomas the Train.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and there are, but there was a little engine that could before even Thomas the Train.
Oh, really? I thought Thomas was the little engine that could.
No, there's another one, I think, before that, if I remember correctly. Because I remember my son loved Thomas the Train. But before, when I was a kid, Thomas the Train wasn't around. But the engine, the little engine that could, was. Like some people have said, I remember, one, not to make it, it's not about me, but I use this as a reference. There was an article in one of the trades once that referred to this program as the little program that could. And the little program that could kept going on and on and on till the point where it was the longest running syndicated radio program in the country. A lot of people don't pay much attention to that, but anyway, that's because I was interested in continuing to make this work under any conditions, under any situation, and that's just, and I don't mean to say it's about me, but that's my personality. I don't give up on stuff. I've kept the farm going, and nobody can understand how I've done it. And it's that kind of stuff. Again, it's not about me, but it shows you, maybe that's why I'm so imperative when it comes to not giving up. And take a little win every day. There's something that happens that you can build on. The building blocks of life, the building blocks get a little bigger every day, and then you get a little more confident every day, and then you you can, you know, you think to yourself, okay, I can do that. I can do it. 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 I can do it.
I think I can.
I think I can. I know I can. I know I can. So anyway, be confident.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, that to speak on your part of your personality, Doug, and a lot of others will share in this, too, but there's a difference between people love their jobs, people love their careers, but when it's an actual passion. Mm-hmm. And when we are passionate about something, it's like, just try to hold me back from it. Just try to push me down. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why what you've been passionate about has been so successful, because you are genuinely, truly, to your core, passionate about it. And that's actually one of the questions we asked recently, too, of what drives, asking our friends online, what drives you? Yeah. What are you passionate about? And then how does it fulfill your life?
And answering our questions, our daily questions on our social media, easier to do as of today. The new media, social media handle for everything, all the social media platforms is pretty simple. It's at Good Day Networks. That's it. Help yourself to that when answering or thinking. One just want to share with us. Help yourself to that. We were talking about the Starbucks settlement. The woman who was a supervisor, I think it was New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, who got like $25 million because of reverse racism. And now I look around, I just thought I'd do a little searching for other circumstances. And here's the story that were like that. A woman who says that her ex-boyfriend got into her personal accounts and distributed photos of her that were intimate and videos of her that were intimate online just got $1 billion. Now, she's going to get the $1 billion? Probably not. But this is a, I suppose, a warning to those who would be dumb enough to do this sort of thing.
Revenge porn is very real.
Yeah, it is. That's interesting. How did who do you suppose was responsible for calling it revenge?
Who coined
porn?
It that way? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, what it does, obviously, in this person's case, especially inflicting the psychological damage. This was a domestic violence case as well, sexual abuse as well, all kinds of things that were so problematic. Apparently, she had a couple of different law firms that represented her, and. We don't need to know what her name is, not important to the story, but she began a relationship with this fellow in 2016, ended in October 2021, and during this, the guy amassed all kinds of pictures using security cameras, the victim's cell phone, email, social media, all this stuff.
It was a form of sexual assault. She was violated.
Wow. And let this be a lesson to you. Once again, you have devices that are not your own. There are things that are there that other people know, can see, and
can hack. How many times? They haven't happened recently, but we had all of those celebrity nude scandals where a bunch of the cloud or whatever was hacked.
Yeah, right. So at any rate, let's not be silly about this. The one question I would have for her is, why did it take you so long to figure this out? She started with this guy in 2016 and went for 5 years with him. I can't in my mind think that there wasn't some evidence or some indication that this guy was that way before 5 years was up.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he, by the way, how does he get, so is this is, this is just a, this is a symbolic award because is this guy for money? Does he have $1 billion to give to this woman? I didn't think.
Good question.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's one of the things with a lot of toxic relationships, too. Whether one of the people, they always kind of think, maybe I can change them. Maybe this is just a phase they're going through.
Yep.
Yes, yeah.
Here
or
I am.
The unfortunate fact that there's been a certain amount of maybe you didn't have an emotionally safe childhood growing up that you feel like maybe this is the only type of love you deserve. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but depends on what you grew up around. All right, let's go back to the good side of things. Past couple of weeks, sentiments about the economy have gone from kind of blah to pretty optimistic. I've always been optimistic, and I never thought that we were going to go down the recession road. And even when you go down the recession road, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just that's the way the system works. Don't like it. Inflation is down, though. That's a fact. U.S. is adding jobs. That's a fact. But then we're back to, the economist who says, look out, we're going to overheat the economy again, and so we better raise the interest rates again. Screw you. You can't borrow it still, even though the economy is kind of getting back to the basics. I was at a business meeting last night with a friend of mine, a number of friends of mine, who was actually a political fundraiser, but most of the people there were local business folks, and we were all talking about the interest rate. One of the members of the crew, who's a good friend of mine, is on the board of directors of my local bank. And they've gone from having weekly meetings to having monthly meetings because they don't have any money to lend because people have taken their money out of the bank. And so this is, and they've done it because the news media has over-exaggerated what's going on in the economy. And over-exaggerated, there were a number of medium-sized banks, the federal government said this week, may be in trouble. Well, why do you have to, what's the point of you telling people that, other than if you're in cahoots with the biggest four banks that all want to take over these smaller banks? That's what they, that was the outcome of what happened earlier this year. The bank's in trouble. Oh, the people were all protected for the most part. The Chase Bank and Wells Fargo grabbed up all the assets of the banks and none of the liabilities. This is a con job. And we're all being conned to a certain extent. So maybe that ought to be food for thought. 18 after the hour here, and good day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Greatest movies of all time. In my humble opinion, this is from The Sting, as we get started with movie moments here on the Friday, August 18th program. Chuck Curry is here with his announcements, his pronouncements, and his references to the moldy, oldy, great movies and shows. So why are we, who's, well, both those, no, well, Robert Redford.
It's a birthday today.
Yeah, of
Robert Redford, 87.
Yep. He looks
they don't
a lot
make
worse.
Him like that anymore. That was a movie star. That guy was a iconic movie star.
Yeah.
If you look at his career, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, The Sting, All the President's Men, The Natural. Yep. I can't imagine another actor playing Roy Hobbs. That is a classic sports film.
Yep.
I love a movie he did in 2001 called The Last Castle. Didn't do very well at the box office. But
he was in jail, or wasn't he?
Prison camp, military prison camp.
Yeah. Wasn't
really
Gandolfino
that.
In that? Wasn't Gandolfino the... Yeah, that's right. Yep, yeah.
He played the villain.
But he messed his face all up, having the facelift, and now he doesn't even look like himself anymore, which is too bad.
Yeah.
He's still
He hasn't announced his retirement, but he hasn't made a feature or been in a movie in over 3 years. He was doing... had a role in the Avengers movies 3 or 4 years ago. But, iconic actor, Robert Redford.
All right, so Grey's Anatomy,
yeah.
Will Trent, All the ABC shows are now delayed on the fall schedule. Pretty much that's the same thing that's happened, I believe, on all the other networks. And so we have this spate of celebrity Wheel of Fortune, pressure luck, the $100,000 pyramid. What garbage. Steve Harvey and his judge show, it's entertaining to a point, right? But all of this stuff. And then on top of that, you look at the stats. I'm looking at the impact of the SAG-AFTRA strike that's been going on. The writers, the WGA, yeah, the what writers, they've at least resumed negotiations. But because of this, now, think about this for a second, Tucker. The networks have deep roots, kind of like China and America. The networks have deep roots. The streaming system, they have a lot of cash flow, but they don't necessarily have deep roots. And so there's a speculation floating around today on trends when it comes to streaming and people getting tired of paying all this money. And they're wondering, you know, what are we doing? Is the gold rush over for streaming television? Is Netflix going to lose its sparkle, shall we say?
Here's the thing about Netflix. I watched the movie Heart of Stone that's on Netflix. Gal Gadot, who was Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's a big fanfare movie. I honestly thought it was pretty weak, like really weak. They don't produce good features for straight to Netflix with big stars.
No.
Netflix. I think if you look at the ratings for a lot of the Marvel shows on Disney Plus, they are really crashing and burning. There definitely is a loss of interest in a lot of the streaming stuff. Not that streaming is going to go away. It's not going to go away. I think it will be, I think some of the streamers will bundle themselves to try to get people interested. But the strike's not going to hurt. It's not going to help theaters. That's definitely not. I'll tell you another story, which is sort of a shame. This movie Blue Beetle comes out this weekend, right? Which
What's
is
that
a superhero
about?
Movie. It's a superhero movie. It was made before James Gunn took
like
over.
Like Ant-Man and...
But the reviews are really good, right? I mean,
really?
It's a fun family movie. It appeals to Latino people because most of the cast is Latino. George Lopez is in it. But the young star who's getting really good notices as a breakout performance was one of the stars of the Cobra Kai TV show. He's very appealing.
Really?
Because of the strike.
George Lopez certainly isn't appealing. I'd stay away from it because he's
But this kid, who's the star of Blue Beetle can't even go on the talk show circuit and promote, you know, his claim to fame here because of the strike. You're not allowed to do it, which is sort of sad, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he'll miss out on that memory of, you know, hey, it's my first feature film that I'm the star of. Oh, I couldn't even promote it because or give interviews because of the strike.
All right, how does this weekend shake out then? On Monday when you come back, what do you think?
Blue Beetle will be number one, most likely around $30 million, and then followed by Barbie and then Oppenheimer. That'll be the way it will go.
Indiana Jones is still around. Mission Impossible is still around. They seem to still be taking a little oxygen out of the room.
A little.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if you had a pick to go, you've got that theater that you help operate there in your hometown of Stroudsburg.
Well, we have Barbie and Oppenheimer. Those are two movies. We're operating with two of the three screens because we do.
So are they filled? Are the movie houses filled?
Well, we've done. This is the best run we've had in a while, Barbie and Oppenheimer. They've gotten a lot of people
into
theaters. And people say, make more movie about toys. No, make more movie about women. That's what women want to see, and that's why Barbie's become a big
thing. And women are the ones who are going to see it, frankly, yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. Thank you. We'll talk to you Monday here on Good Day. 59 past the hour on the program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.